This is the EIR podcast, where we interview entrepreneurs in residence with your host, Henrik de Geer.
Who are you and what do you do?
So I am Ashweta Sarkar. I am a professor in the Department of Electrical and Computer Engineering at San Diego State University. And I do research in wireless networks. And that's a very broad topic. I get that. I've been a professor for 12 years. So my research interest has spanned over multiple verticals in this umbrella domain of wireless networks, right from our brains talking wirelessly to our limbs, making a prosthetic arm move just with our thoughts, to sending real-time updates to a company like SDG&E about our power consumption at home. There are many, a variety of applications in the wireless domain that I work on.
How are you involved as an entrepreneur in residence?
My involvement as an entrepreneur in residence happened through an incubator company called Connect. It's one of the biggest in the San Diego area, and they invited me to be their EIR. The way I got introduced to them was through my tech group on campus who patents technologies for the university. So I was involved in the committee work, which involved the TTO group. The DTO stands for Technical Transfer Office. And it was through them that I got introduced to Connect, and they invited me to be their EIR.
What are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen as an entrepreneur in residence?
Let me talk about the success first. The success is definitely when I or a group of EIRs have identified an idea as a feasible one, which we thought had potential, and it actually turned out to be successful. And when I say successful, they have gone through several rounds of funding and they were generating revenue to be on their own. So that's, I think as an EIR, that's your greatest success when what you predict to be a success turns out to be a success. The biggest challenge is to identify which idea will be a success. And I guess there's no cookie cutter template which helps you make that decision. I've often wondered about the ideas that I have written off. Maybe they were good enough, and maybe they were truly not. But I guess the biggest challenge is to make that decision.
What advice would you like to share with other EIRs?
Listen very closely. My experience as an EIR has been, sometimes it's not always the idea that is a hit or miss. Oftentimes it's the enthusiasm, the passion of the founding members, the chemistry in the group, the energy in the group that can make a very simple idea into a success, depending on how smart. When I say smart, I don't mean as much intellectually as street smartness, how savvy they are about marketing and how savvy they are about taking the idea forward into the commercial space. That can make or break an idea and make or break the foundation, formation of a company. So my advice to other EIRs would be definitely focus on the idea, but also focus on the team, how coachable they are, how enthusiastic they are, how passionate they are about this idea.
And where can we learn more about entrepreneurs in residence and your work as an EIR?
Actually, it was by design that I haven't. My website has a lot about my research, my teaching, my publications, but I don't speak about my EIR experience as much in the public domain. My LinkedIn profile, I guess, has, says it that I am an EIR for Connect, but that's about it. So in order to learn more about my work as an EIR, I think I'm the best person to get in touch with and talk to me directly.
For more about this, visit EIRpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.